This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. I understand our friends up in Traverse City are getting a little bit of a blizzard today. We're down here in Grand Rapids in the studios, just a little chilly. But when I drove over to Barbecue Bob's house this morning to pick him up, the smoker was in full smoke. We've got a little get-together he's doing this afternoon and making some fresh pork butt. I saw a few racks of ribs on there. Great day to get out and smoke in the backyard, Bob. What's cooking, man?
Got a little brisket on. We got some pork butts. A friend of mine, an old friend of his family, his mom and dad were clients of mine years ago, and he's part of Keller and Almassian law firm.
Okay.
The Kellers are throwing a big barn party tonight. So I told Todd I'd barbecue for him someday, and he said, hey, can we do this for my partner? And I said, absolutely. So we're gonna throw down and do some really good pork butt. I got a brisket. Gonna do smoked beans, coleslaw. I'm gonna play around with some other stuff, and then I've got a bunch of jerky that, as soon as we get done here, it's been brining all night.
Oh man, that's good. Let me tell you a little story about a barn that I had. This happened on Halloween. I was at a barn party at Halloween and made these things. It's deer season. We're talking about venison. I'm going to jump the jerky for just a second and go to little cubed rump steak, right? A lot of people don't know what to do with the steak. They don't like it. It dries or whatever. Cubed it up into little one-inch chunks. Put some Greek seasoning on it. You know, you can buy that stuff at the store.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of salt, but it's got oregano. It's just a Greek seasoning.
Yeah, a phullis or something like that.
Right, exactly. Put some of that on there, rolled it in that, and then put them in a bowl. Poured Italian dressing over the top. Just easy, zesty Italian dressing. Let them set a couple hours. Took them out of that, discarded the dressing, and took a piece of jalapeno, cored it, got the seeds out, and then cut it in little strips, about as twice as wide as a toothpick, just little lengthways strips. Laid one of those on top, wrapped a piece of bacon, stuck a toothpick through it, and grilled them. You know, 15 minutes rolling them just to get that bacon done, but with that jalapeno on there, the Greek and the Italian. Oh, man. I had a plate of those things. There's probably 50 of them. I didn't get to the barn. I mean, it was people meeting me at the door going, hey, man, let me try one of those because here he is. He's a grilling guy, right? He's got to have something good there. But, again, just a quick little appetizer, something you can do with some of that steaks off the hind quarter of your deer that if you don't just like to pan fry them, mix them up in that little appetizer. Really, really good. Very popular. And they go quick.
That's really sweet. I think anytime you add jalapeno and bacon,
can't
about
go wrong.
Anything, you know? Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Lions?
Yeah. You know, I don't like to bellyache about robbery, but that was robbery. I mean, the last play of the game, right? I mean, what you were calling
There were actually a couple of different plays that I thought were ridiculous. I want to get our producer Brian Fongers in on this because he's feeling about as mad today as I am. What's up, Fong?
I was about ready to throw the remote at the TV when that happened. All of a sudden, I'd never heard of the rule that you can, you know, Jim Schwartz obviously was caught in the moment through the flag when the play could have been reviewed in the first place. But you know what? I would have done the same thing he would have, thrown that challenge flag regardless. And now all of a sudden, the NFL decides they're going to look into the rule after.
That's just like another rule we got burned on about 4 weeks ago. Well, we're going to look into that rule.
Yeah.
It's like, why is it we're getting every – these guys must dig deep into that war chest to find penalties for the Lions.
The refs must have been insulted that he threw the red flag or something because they gave him a – you know, they couldn't –
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 15-yard penalty, and all of a sudden they can't review the play all of a sudden. They must have had their feelings hurt or something.
They did. They did because it was a crap call.
They have brittle feelings, I should say. I was just so bitter.
What a crap call.
Yeah.
I mean, the national television saw that the dude got tackled.
Right.
And he's the only bonehead that thinks he can get up and run. And, and they're like, yeah, you're right, bonehead. We're doing that.
Exactly.
And that is bull.
You never know what could have happened because the Lions were up 10 points at that point. You know, it would have been third down for Houston.
And they were on a roll. They were just hammering.
It was a good game. Lions played a great game.
Best obviously, I've seen in years.
Obviously, during overtime, they tried every which way to give Houston the game.
Right.
Yeah.
But before then, you know, Lions were playing some good football.
Yeah, they were running. I mean, they were running the ball. They were gaining yardage all the way through the game. And then when they get into overtime, it's three and out because they're passing the ball every time.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
They
whatever.
Should have kept running in
yeah.
overtime.
But, you know, armchair quarterback, easy to do, but it, yep. still, it was disappointing.
Should have never got to overtime.
Right.
The all Lions right. won. Okay?
Exactly.
Lions won.
Exactly.
Just put that in your record book.
Yeah. Frustrating.
Yeah, well, I watched a little football at Deer Camp. You know, we had a little satellite dish, one of those direct TV mm-hmm. little egg things.
Must have had
tailgater.
Electric. Must have had electric.
Yeah, we had some electric. We had no running water, but we had electric. So that was good. But anyway, back to Deer Camp, Bob. We talked about a little bit of this jerky. You got your deer. You've got some of it back. I know you were playing with some recipes a little bit, and one of them was this goose jerky recipe that you were going to kind of adapt
yeah.
over.
It's really a goose jerky recipe, and it's something that I got from Rob Russell. And he's going to be hopefully calling in here in the next segment to talk a little bit of prep work on this. But this is kind of I would call this a good standard bearer. You know, as I research, and I spent the whole day and last night researching jerky recipes and building concoctions, and I've got six different recipes in marinade right now. So when I pull those butts and make some room in the smoker later on today, I'm going to drop my temperature down to 180, and it's going to be a very scientific process because I've got them all named and labeled, and I'm going to put them all in their individual spots and catalog them, bag them up, label them, and then we'll be able to do a taste test based on all these different recipes. And some of them, they're all concoctions, okay?
Sure.
I looked at recipes, and I played with them because I found them mostly to be close, but wanted my own little way of doing it just based on what I thought the profile should be like. But this jerky recipe from Rob is a goose recipe. Takes 4 pounds of goose breast and a couple cups of teriyaki, Tabasco, 3 little pigs Memphis rub, garlic, meat tenderizer, Mrs. Dash, and red pepper. And that's just a nice, really nice. I've eaten this on goose for a class we did a couple years ago. It really is good on goose. I'm going to see how a variation of this does on venison.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome. Can't yeah. wait to give that a try.
Yeah, and I don't want to beat everybody to death about jerky, but, man, if you've got a smoker or an old Weber kettle or any way to smoke, man, pulling jerky off the smoker, it's like candy.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a couple different ways to prepare the meat to get it to the grill or the smoker. I prefer it thick cut. Some people prefer it thin cut. We'll break that down when we come back next because it generates a completely different kind of jerky. The cook is longer on the thinner than it is the thicker. You'd
yes.
think that'd be opposite. And so we're going to break that down for you because it's just not jerky. There's some different styles.
Yeah. And you can marinate or dry rub.
That's right. Coming up next, we've got Cowboy Rob Russell from Kansas City. He's going to help us with that jerky because he's an expert. He's calling in right now, so I know he's there. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.